Current world news and trends. EU president says won't punish UK for Brexit. By Beyond Today editor. In late March, British Prime Minister Theresa May sent a formal letter to the head of the European Union stating that the United Kingdom will be officially withdrawing from the EU. The British citizens voted to leave in 2016, and now the government is making it official. The process will still take a few years along with the negotiation period. The head of the rotating EU presidency, Maltese Prime Minister Joseph Muscat, said recently that the EU would not be punishing the UK for leaving the European Union. "We will not be punitive. Brexit itself is punitive enough." Quoted by Adam Withnall. EU tells UK, "We will not punish you. Brexit is punishment enough." The Independent, March 31, 2017. Said with supranationalist elitism. The EU and most of the world has denounced the Brits for exiting the European Union. Leaving the EU goes against the globalist advancements of the last few decades. For a country to hold tightly to its national identity and sovereignty is seen as a conceited and self-centered lack of concern for the well-being of the rest of the world. The United Kingdom and the United States are beginning to be viewed as outsiders to the rest of the world. Despite the talk of not punishing Britain, this may not end up being the case. For one, Muscat is a supporter of Britain, and the EU presidency will change. For another, the whole European Union may change in major ways over the next several years, ending up quite inimical to Britain. These are developments we must continue to watch, as we see global powers shifting and the stage being set for the end of the age. The Bible does talk about the rise of a European empire that will demand submission from others. Is what we are seeing on the news today a prelude to that? Time will tell. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.